All right, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC's Alex Stone and more problems for Spirit Airlines. Alex, this company doesn't seem to be able to overcome its problems. What's the latest?
Hey there, Dan. Yeah, that's the problem that they're having again today. The latest numbers, they've canceled 348 flights today, about 44% of their schedule. So they are doing better, the best that they've done since Sunday, but still not very good. And that they are trying to get over this. These delays have been piling up all week long, over and over again this week. The airline said that the next day would be better and that they were getting planes and flight crews to where they needed to be. Well, the CEO of Spirit sitting down with us at ABC trying to explain what's going on. So many fed up passengers saying, you know, get your act together, Spirit. And Ted Christie, the CEO, says they have learned a bunch of lessons out of all this. Here's what he told us.
Weather delays, logistics delays throughout the air transportation system built throughout the course of the month and ate away at all the redundancy that we had in our system, such that by the time we got to the end of the month, we were canceling for crew availability.
Yeah, so essentially he's saying that they were kind of on thin ice with their scheduling anyway, and then when they had the problems between computers and weather, then that put them over the edge. He says coming back from this is going to take a while because it is so major.
When we started canceling, our crews got dislocated through the system. They were in the wrong places at the wrong time. And we needed to start to build that puzzle back together again. And unfortunately, that takes our group a lot of time to do. So we started canceling deeper and deeper into the operation to give them that time.
And Dan, he tells us it's probably going to be until the middle of next week that they're thinking now before they have everything back to normal. They're offering staff double pay right now to work extra flights to help them get everybody out who's stuck. And he's saying that they believe that there'll be a better airline in the end of this, but it is another day. And not only are these flights being canceled today, but still from the last 5 days, you've got so many passengers who are in hotels and in airport lobbies waiting to get out that this is going to take a while to unravel.
And we've heard of airlines having problems like this in the past, but can you ever remember an airline having this much of an issue?
No. JetBlue had one years ago that went on for quite a while, and I don't know if it was going on for this long. Frontier has had their issues over the years, and every airline gets hit here and there. But for this continued inability to get things going again, this is one that is lasting quite a while, and it may haunt the airline for a long time.
Yeah, and the longer we talk about it, the more people will hear the story and less likely to actually book the ticket, because if it's booked, it may not come true.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the only thing is, when it's a cheap fare, and that's what Spirit does, they have their base fares that can be $15, it seems like money talks. You think back to the Boeing 737 MAX, and people were saying, well, nobody will ever fly on that again. And then time went on, and it quietly came back, and now the MAX is flying all over the place on a number of airlines, and nobody really seems to care any longer. That enough time goes by, cheap enough fares, if they say, hey, Dan, you want to go to Vegas this weekend for $15? A lot of people say, let's go. That even if it is on Spirit, that as long as they stick by those, people will probably forget everything that went on.
There no doubt is a niche for that market. I'm sure that they will survive quite nicely. ABC's Alex Stone, thanks for the time as always.